This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I am Deepak Singh. 3 years ago, I began recording features for CPN on South Asian culture. On one of my recent trips to India, I met with Suzanne Menier, a PhD candidate from the University of Virginia who is currently living in Mumbai. She is there for a year to accompany her husband who is doing research for his PhD. Suzanne shares some of her experiences in the financial capital of India and compares life in Mumbai with Charlottesville.
What was your first reaction when you arrived in Mumbai?
Well, at first it was really different and neat. Like, I liked seeing all of the vegetable sellers and hawkers everywhere. And I love seeing all of the arrays of, just people on the street. It's very colorful and things like that. But then I got really tired of it very quickly because the traffic's really awful all the time. And it got hotter and hotter and hotter. After the monsoon came, I guess I started liking it again because the monsoon was, I don't know, it's, everyone says it's romantic and it's hard to figure out why rain is so romantic, but you're kind of trapped in the house and it's pouring outside and it's, I don't know, it's a singular experience.
What do you do about food here? Do you cook?
Yeah, I can make some of the same like summer food that I make in Charlottesville. I make a lot of pastas here because I don't know so much how to make a lot of Indian food, though I've also like figured out how to make dal and things like that. I mean, we don't get cheese here, for one thing, so that's very different from Charlottesville. I probably eat cheese and meat more there, but I eat a lot of vegetables here. So,
do you like the local food here?
Well, one thing happened is I discovered a lot of the like distinctive Bombay junk food, like vada pav, and vada pav is kind of like a like vegetarian hamburger in some ways. It's really good though. It has like different kinds of chutney and like a kind of a deep fried potato patty on like this soft bun. So once I started like having the courage to experiment with like different things just on my own, I started liking stuff a lot more instead of just feeling like everything's so spicy, it's too hot here, that sort of thing.
How do you compare Mumbai's nightlife with Charlottesville's?
Mumbai has a crazy dance scene with, I mean, I haven't gone out that much because it's quite expensive here. It's like a lot more expensive than Charlottesville. Let's see, I think David and I spent like almost $50 to get into the club together, which in Charlottesville, like you can buy a membership for a year at a club for $50. So the movie theaters here, like you can like, you know, getting a movie ticket is like, you know, it's like 150 rupees, which is about like $3 or $4 US. But you can pay like twice as much and go in the deluxe lounge of the movie theater, which has these like lazy boy armchairs, which are bright red, and they give you blankets and they recline all the way back to almost like you can be lying down and watching your movie. And it makes even like the crappiest American movie like awesome because you can like lie down in the air conditioning with a blanket over you and watch it. It's a great. Charlottesville should have a deluxe movie theater. It's actually more comfortable than anything in my own home.
How does it feel to be living in the Bollywood city of India?
The Indian Hollywood, you know, it's like this massive film industry that's centered here in Bombay. And our neighborhood's actually quite filmy, so there's a lot of wannabe film stars here, you know, guys who are like very buff and very sleek, glossy looking ladies. Someone wanted me to come and do like voiceover work. I think David's had a lot more stuff with that. Someone wanted him to do a trousers ad or something like that.
Have you been to any of the festivals in Mumbai?
I haven't been here, but there's a lot of festivals that like happen here, so we'll often go and see like, there's like this Krishna festival where people like came out into the streets and these like teams of like boys and girls would build giant pyramids to knock down these like containers of yogurt, which are kind of strung across the street. And that was cool. As far as I know, it happens on Krishna's birthday. So Krishna's this god and it happens to celebrate Krishna's birthday. And what happens is people, like, the whole city has these kind of festivals to celebrate it where they string these, like, gourds, which are filled with, like, kind of sweetened and colored yogurt, and there are these teams of, I don't know, kind of acrobats, and they make these human pyramids where, you know, you've got the strongest people down on the bottom, and then they build up, you know, to get, you know, as high as like maybe two or three stories. And the very top person is this, usually like a young boy or girl who I think is representative of Govinda, which is another name for like kind of like young Krishna. That's the person that smashes the gourd when the gourd smashes, the yogurt comes all down on them, and they spray water all over the pyramid, and then there's much you know, sort of dancing around, and everyone cheers the successful team, and it's quite fun.
Did you have any interesting experiences?
It was really funny. We came upon this parade of people taking their all of their idols to the ocean. And it's crazy because they have, like, not only are they have these, like, massive trucks with, like, these giant Ganesh idols, but behind them they have generator vans with to power the lights and the, like sound systems that go along with the Ganesh processions. And, like, along with the processions, like, there are all of these dancers, men and women and kids, and, you know, and they're giving out sweets and everything. And it was kind of like being this celebrity because, you know, we walked by these two white people. This group of 12-year-old girls kind of, like, insisted that I come dance for, like, I don't know, it must have been for about half a mile of just, like, you know, insane dancing, and they were, like, holding my hands up in the air. They wouldn't let me stop. I was covered in red powder. It was really fun.
How does it feel to be a foreigner in Mumbai?
I don't think I've ever been someplace where I've stood out as different so much because, like, you know, I'm fair-skinned even for a white person, so I think people here are kind of, you know, that I look really different from everyone. So, yeah, people do, like, stare, and I don't so much like that. But most people are fairly respectful, I think. A lot of people want to know where I'm from. And the thing I find most annoying is, like, people will take my picture a lot with their cell phones. Mostly guys take my picture with their cell phones, and I find that really irritating. But, like, what am I going to do?
What do you miss about Charlottesville?
You can swim in Charlottesville when it's hot, and you can't do that here. Mostly, it's very frustrating because there's this giant, beautiful ocean, you know, pretty much right outside the city, or that surrounds the city, and you can't swim in it because it's very dirty, so that's quite sad. Whereas in Charlottesville, there's all of these great swimming holes up in the mountains and things like that, and, like, parks where you can go swimming. And, of course, you know, there's the whole modesty issue. So even if the ocean was pristine, like, it'd be a little weird for me to get into my one-piece bathing suit and go into the ocean here. There's stuff I will definitely miss about being here. But, yeah, no, I like it here. I'm not counting my days until I go home, but it'll be nice to be back in Charlottesville too.
Thank you so much for your time.